I don't know really what to tell you about it, thank God. It can't really be explained. You understand? You know why really it can't be explained? Because you can't explain God to nobody. Thank God. Listen, what are you going to say about him that's going to try to help somebody understand who God really is? Listen, we can talk about how big he is, and to thank God and listen, as big as I can make him, you'll never understand how big he really is. I can talk about how powerful he is, but as strong as I can make him, you'll never realize any of it till it gets real in your life, amen. It gets real in your heart. Then all of a sudden it gets real, don't it? Matter of fact, I think I'll preach. Let's open up your Bibles. I felt like preaching when I came here, and I felt like preaching when I sat there, and I just want to make sure God's still in me wanting to preach. And listen, and if he don't, I don't want to. I done resided. I'm gonna say this. 2 Timothy chapter 4. You'll be fine in that place. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Old Chase and Chase sent me some messages back that I preached a long time ago. And I know what he was trying to do. Matter of fact, I asked him for it. I said, man, I'd like to have that. I remember folks talking about that was okay and it was pretty good. Then I listened to it. And I was depressed while I listened to it. And I thought, Lord, that's awful preaching. And I'm just telling you what I thought. You do with it whatever you want to. But I got to thinking, I got home that night and I started, it almost embarrassed me. I'm be honest with you. I got home and I got to thinking, I got to praying. I said, Lord, I don't know how you ever used it. That was awful. And I was awful. And what I said didn't make no sense. The Holy Ghost put in my heart, that's why I could use you. Now, some of that's a little too high for some of you, and I know that. But I want to tell you, that's why I begged God all night long last night. I said, Lord, I want to be in a place you can use me. Yeah. I want to be used. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I don't know what I told you. Stand to your feet. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You pray the Lord help me for a minute. And I think you'll see. You can't orchestrate this stuff. Everybody knows that. You can't put it together. You can't make not one thing happen. But there's a God in heaven that's given us evidence of what I'm going to preach on if he'll help me. You pray that he does. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, this know also, in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That may be not in the Queen James Bible, but it's still in the King James Bible. I just thought I'd throw that out there for you. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. This is the verse been on my heart. Verse number 5. He said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Then he gives us some real good instruction. Said, from such, turn away. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And God, my heart's been full. My heart's been helped. And God, you know that tonight, the last thing in the world that I want to do is to mess up anything that you have done. And Father, as if the Word of God could ever do that. Father, I thank you tonight for the good songs of Zion. I thank you for the piano playing. I thank you for the testifying. But God, what made it all real good was that you was in it. And Father, I thank you tonight. And Lord, I want to be like little Clay was just a minute ago. Father, there's been so many good things happening. And God, when Alyssa sat down on that old piano and started playing. And Father, I thank you that as Clay came up and she made a little room for him to get close. And God, even though he was pressing the wrong buttons, and she was still hitting the right ones. And God, I'm asking you this morning, and Father, that if I press the wrong wrong one. And may you press the right one. And may what you say override anything, God, that I would say. Oh, God, I pray today that you'd fill us up one more time and help us to preach with the urgency of the text. Father, I love you today. And I bless your high holy name. And thank you for it all. It's in Christ's name I beg and I ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to say this to you. This is, if there's some messages, I don't know how to describe it. I don't even know how to tell it to you, really. If there are some messages that maybe, and Brother Zach, sometimes I'll just wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm talking about in less than 5 seconds, and the Holy Ghost will give me a scripture and give me 3 or 4 messages. And Brother Chase, there's times it's like I'm going in revival, and I'll get to pray and talking to God about it, and it just all of a sudden seem like in one day God will just get to loading my wagon, and boy, I'll know I've got clear direction. But then there are some times that the messages, it's something that you got to work with and you labor with, and I don't really know how to explain what I'm trying to say. But I'm like what the Bible would say. It's like a bottle of wine. And that wine's there and it's ready to burst and to come out. There's something that's been constraining me in my heart. And boy, I hope God will make it real clear this morning. And there's a question I've been asked a bunch over the last 3 or 4 weeks. As we've watched, I know of at least 3 men that stood in the pulpit and they have fallen tragically. And listen, I want to say this, that they are not my enemy. But I have answered this question more in the last 3 weeks, Tony, than I ever have in my life. And the phone call rings, it'll say something like this, "Hey, Brother Kevin, did you see about so and so?" I'll say yes. And then the next statement that follows is, will be this, "Is any of it real? Is any of it real? Is any of it real? Is that person real? Is this ministry real? Is any of it real?" And I can't attest to everybody, but I can attest to one person that I know is real. Amen. Oh, thank God. And I got to listen. I know I'm probably gonna make some folks mad, but I'm just gonna try to preach and mind God, all right? I was talking with one fella, and this is what he said. He said the only difference between Christians and little kids, he said little kids believe in something imaginary. And it said, and you Christians, you still do. And the boy, and I got thinking about that. I thought, listen, you know the difference? I'm going to tell you this. You listen to me. I don't know any adult that still believes what they did when they were a little kid. When it comes to Christmas time, amen. But I can show you many adults in this room today that thank God still believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is who he said he was. Thank God heaven's real, hell's real, the Bible's real, and the Holy Ghost is real. I'm glad it's real, amen. Oh, thank God. Listen, I'm going to give you a few things. You say, preacher, there's been things happen that's messed me up. But I want you to just see in this text that's nothing new. There's always been a time. There's always been a time when there's been things that's been fake. And the Bible teaches us that there are false witnesses all throughout the scripture. And Christ warns false witnesses. And we find that he warns false weights. And because these folks weren't using the right thing. And they weren't measuring the right way. Amen. And I know some of you get on board in a minute. But I'm telling you, thank God. And they had one weight for people they liked. And they had another weight for folks they didn't. I want to tell you this, listen to me. Whether I like you or don't like you is irrelevant. This Bible is true. Amen. And this word right here, that's the only thing that matters. And God's not going to have any difference based on how he feels. And now secondly, I want to say this. And we find false weights. We find false witnesses. and we find false workers, the Bible calls them, false teachers, and false prophets, amen. And somebody will say something like this, I'll say, man alive, I can't believe that that's what happened. Well, all I know is what the scripture said, and the Bible says, marvel not. Listen, if his ministers be transformed into a minister of righteousness, for Satan can be transformed into an angel of light. Amen. Oh, yes. And so if you see somebody, and to thank God, and they look like they're doing pretty good, and then all of a sudden they ain't no more, and you walk away and you say, is it real? Is it real? Is it real? I'm just going to preach about three or four things. What the Apostle Paul is really in this whole chapter. I might preach the whole book today, but don't get too nervous. It won't take me long, all right? But I want to say this. In these four chapters, essentially the Apostle Paul, he is warning Timothy about what's real and the attack on what's real by what's fake. Amen. And now listen to me. I don't know if what you got's real. Amen. I don't know. Thank God. Now listen, if you let me come home with you for about a week, I think I'd have a pretty good suspicion about whether it's real or not. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, I'm tired. In America today, we've got pulpiteers. Men that can mount the pulpit. And they thank God, and they talk right, and they look right, and they dress right, and all their words is right, and they know how to work a crowd. But they don't have the witness of the Holy Ghost of God on the inside of their heart. And to listen to me, friend, and they'll get out of the pulpit and go home and be, and look here, let me just stop right here and say this, and I feel like I need to, I feel like I ought to, if things ain't never right between me and that lady sitting over there, and that is my wife, and you'll not have to worry about me getting up here and trying to pretend to know how to preach, amen. Oh yes, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, if the only time that you sing gospel music, that's when you're singing in this place. Thank God you might have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. If thank God you're in this place and as much Bible as you hear all week long is what you hear of me say or the Sunday school teacher say, thank God it might not be real, amen. If the only time that you talk to God, that's when things are going bad in your life. That's when cancer comes and the diagnosis is awful. It might not be real. But oh, thank God. I'm glad there are still a few, thank God, that it's real. Amen. And look here, let me give you three or four things that we find in this text that is real. And number one, I want to say this in chapter one. And you find this is what the Apostle Paul said. He said in the text, he said in verse 5, when I call to remembrance of the unfeigned faith, I want to talk about a faith that is real. Amen. Oh, thank God, I'm glad. I'm glad you can have something. And listen, my faith is not in faith. Amen. My faith is not in what somebody else said or what somebody else did. And my faith is anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll tell you what it'll do for you. It'll be a faith, thank God, that's not afraid of the world. Amen. At 2 Timothy 1:7, he said, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you say, how do you know what kind of faith's real? There was all kinds of children that came out of Israel, and they went into Babylonian captivity. But they was only four. And when times really got tough, that they still had faith. That there was a God who would deliver. I want to say this, thank God. It's easy to have faith when everything's going good in your life. It's easy to have faith, thank God, and when the waters are behind you and the sun shines over you and everybody's happy about you. But I'm talking about God's not give us a spirit of fear, amen. I don't look here. I don't care what the world thinks about it. Christ is still coming, amen. that he is, because he said that he would. Amen. I thought about, I want a real faith. I don't want, listen to me, kids. I want to say this to you. I want you to listen. I don't want to have the faith of my daddy. I don't want to have the faith of my mama. I don't want to have the faith of the preacher. I want to have my own faith. Amen. I want to have what I got. Amen. I mean, listen, thank God, I'm glad for Josh's faith. I'm glad for Pap's faith. But thank God that don't do me. I'm not one bit of good. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, at Davidson, Evan, and Owen, they can be in our house every single day. And I ain't telling you nothing. I don't tell them all the time. But there's going to come a time that they're going to be out from under dad, and they're going to be out from under mom. And if the only thing they got is what I've got, and it ain't going to be real, and it ain't going to last very long. Hey, thank God. Hey, you know what's happened in our churches, I'm afraid, is we've got a lot of folks that the only faith they ever had is what their mommy and daddy had, and it's what their preacher had. And when things got real high, and they had a little bit of faith, and they could get in. But when they growed up, and they got on their own, and they didn't have faith no more, amen. And you say, preacher, and they departed from the faith, and they were never in the faith, amen. And there's never there, thank God. And listen to me, friend. I'm talking about there's a faith. And that's real. You say, how do you know when it's a fake faith? Here's what he says in verse 15. He says, thou knowest that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. Of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. And you know what will happen, thank God. And that fake faith. And whenever things was going good. And old Paul was a preaching with power. And the things was going great, and that's when they were with him. But when it came to getting stoned, and it came to getting persecuted, and the Bible says that they left out. I think the time's coming pretty quick on our churches that we're going to find out who really is real and who's not. And now listen to me. And I ain't looking, that's not my message. But I'm going to preach as long as I'm preaching. I'm going to tell you, thank God, friend, listen. They say they've been telling me that they're working on things to make some things preachers say hate speech. Well, I want to tell you, listen, you call it whatever you want to. The Bible's the Bible. If it says it, thank God, I'm going to preach it. Amen. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it. And there ain't enough faces in the church to look bad at me, to make me stop. Amen. How you can close your eyes, I'm still going to preach. How you can roll your eyes, I'm still going to preach. How you can look sideways, I'm still going to preach. At the end of the day, you say, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, but I'm still going to preach. Amen. This is what the Bible says. Amen. See, the reason some folks don't know if it's real or fake, that's because when it leaves this room, it ceases to be real. Amen. Oh, thank God. We get them ready for Sunday school. And we get them ready for Sunday morning. But then, thank God, listen. And look here, good neighbor, I don't know what happens the rest of the time. And there's some folks right now said, there, that preacher's going to go. He's going to preach on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Oh, no. I'm going to preach on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. Hey, could I say this? I'm a lot less concerned about what you're doing while you're here and a whole lot more concerned about what's happening in the life of so-called believers. And when they walk outside of here, I'm telling you, there's something in my heart. And it's shipwrecking our youngins. And they sit in their seat. And they say, is it real or not? Is it real or not? How come mommy and daddy can leave the church house and turn it off when they walk out the doors? Thank God it ought not be so. It ought not be that way. I'm telling you, there is some faith that is real. Amen. Do you have it? Is what you got real? Is it real or fake? I mean, I'm honest with you. And sometimes you say, preacher, I don't like this kind of preaching. You're going to like it a lot less in a minute. Amen. Hey, look here, friend. I mean, I'm talking about preaching.
Hey, boy, I tell you what old Coy Adams said the other day, helped me so much. You can't run off the people of God with the Word of God. Amen. Man, that helped me. That helped me. And you say, preacher, how do we tell the difference in our day? I'd say, what's real and what's fake? There's always been that problem. I read a parable about the wheat and the tares. And when they first come up, and they all look the same. Amen. And they say, what do? Do we dig them up? Hey, I don't know who's wheat in here, and I don't know who's a tare. I don't know, thank God. I'm not it. Listen, that's way above my pay grade. Amen. And my pay grade is not to figure out who's in or out. And my pay grade is to preach about the way. Amen. How to preach. Amen. And boy, I tell you, thank God. I've been feeling the Holy Ghost helping me. But I'll say this to you. He said, let's just cut them all down. And the Lord said, oh, no. He said, let them grow up together. And he said, in the harvest. Amen. You know why he said in the harvest? You know how you tell the difference between a wheat and a tare? Thank God. You just wait just a little while until they get a little mature. And when that wheat gets full of corn, that wheat will start bending down. But them old tares, and they're light, and they ain't got no substance, and they keep standing up, and it'll be real easy to cut them down when they're standing up. Amen. Hey, some folks in the house of God, and every time the preaching comes by, and every time the Holy Ghost comes by, how you stiffen your neck, how you harden your heart, how you refuse to humble and bow. I'm telling you, that's a real good indicator. That's you're a tear. You're a tear, amen. You're a tear, thank God. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, you can be a rebel if you want to be. That's between you and God. You can walk out of here and live in sin. And you can shack up, drink your beer, and pop your pills, play your lottery. But I'm telling you, there's a day you'll stand before God. Amen. He'll stand before God, amen. And I'm listening to me, friend. I want something that's real. And so we find, first of all, that there's a real faith. But then I like what he tells him next. He says there's people, they attacked his faith. And they tried to leave him alone. But his faith wasn't never in man, amen. Hey, listen, look here. I mean, I love you. And Jerry, I love you. And I hope to God it never happens. I hope by the good grace of God, hey, may not be many things I try to keep a real tight grip on. Hey, may not be many things that I know real well about. But I try to keep my family right there. I try to guard my heart with my wife. And I'm telling you, listen to me. But if there should be a day that you hear old Kevin messed up and old Kevin failed, go pray for me. But keep on trucking. Because it ain't about me. Amen. That's about the Lord. Thank God. That's about God. Papa, I hope you never fall. But if you do, I'll come visit you. I love on you. But come Sunday morning, I'm going to be back in the house of God. Because I came and I worship the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hey, it's a faith that's real. Chapter number two, there's a foundation that's real. Oh, yes. And 2 Timothy chapter number 2, he says, nevertheless, of the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth him that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, yes, thank God. I got thinking about a few things about that. I want to say this, could I tell you? That if you're on that real foundation, it'll be unshook despite the circumstance. It don't matter, listen to me. It don't look here. How could I tell you every one of my heroes in the faith could fall tomorrow? Every one of them. And it'll not change how I feel about the Lord. Amen. It'll not change how I feel about the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish I had a Bible verse that said, don't look to men, but look to the Lord. Amen. Wouldn't it be something, thank God, if God didn't put that in the Bible and say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hakim, he's never let me down. He's never let me down. He's never let me down. Thank God. Everything I've given to him, he's taken good care of it. How can I tell you, say, preacher, how do you know if the foundation's good? The Bible's already told us there's going to be a day that the rains are going to descend, and the floods are going to come, and the winds are going to blow. And to thank God those that were standing shouting one day, that can't be found with the CIA, and the next day, amen. And you know why that is? It's because, thank God, their foundation ain't real, amen. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, come in the house of God. I'm talking about you, say, preacher, I ain't got what's happening with you today. I'm telling you, look here, friend. I'm tired of having to explain to my boys. I'm tired of having to look at young Christians and who are getting shipwrecked. And because folks who seem to be somewhat ain't what they supposed to be. Amen. Oh, thank God. Look here. Let me preach for a while. Could I right there? Let me listen. You ought to be what you say you are. Amen. Thank God. Hey, you say, preacher, I'm not going to play the lottery, but I'll short bet online. It's the same, it's the same, it's the same. Oh, yes. Hey, you say, preacher, I ain't cheating on the wife. I'm just trying to send some pictures to somebody else. It's the same, it's the same, it's the same. You say, preacher, I'm not a liar. I just cheat a little bit on my taxes so that I can make a good profit. It's the same. It's the same. It's the same. And you say, preacher, I'm not a poacher, but I'll kill one if it's real good. But only one. It's the same. It's the same. Don't get quiet on me now. It's the same. Amen. He'll say, preacher, that walleye fishing only comes one time a year and they don't bite. You've got to snag them. Then let it go on by and ask God to give you something better. But don't shipwreck somebody over a dumb fish. Amen. Foundation's not real. You can build a church, look just like this church. Fill it up with people that look just like these people, and it'll not be the same. It'll not be the same. It'll not be the same. Every building that says Baptist Church on it is not a Baptist church. It's not real. It's not real. I don't even know who said it, but somebody said, we ain't got to work it up. We don't have to have lights. Ain't it amazing? I mean, look here. We don't have to have the best singers. Had just a little girl sit down and get to playing on the piano. Had she got to playing, where could I go? Amen. 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 Thank God. And before long, God said, I really like that right there. Amen. I'm saying this to you today. That's on the right foundation. And look here, there's Bible, and this is what he says. He says, notice these that are attacking it. In verse 17, there's two men, Hymenaeus and Philetus. And it says, their word doth eat as a canker. What they're trying to do is take away our foundation. They say that foundation ain't real. Hey, well, I can tell you this. Look up here at me. Could I say this? You think whatever you want to. I can tell you it's good to build a life on. Amen. It's good to worship on. It's good to get married on. It's good to raise a family on. It's good to go through the fire on. It's going to go through troubles on. I'm telling you, when there's a good foundation, there's never been a time that it's been shaken by the circumstance of this world. Amen. Never. It's unchanged by critics. It don't matter who says what about it. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Look here. I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote in the next election. And I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. Because the last time I checked, we ain't had nobody good to vote for. since probably in the year of our Lord, 1865. Yeah. Amen. I'm saying this, listen. I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. But if the devil himself has sits on the throne in Washington, and I think he has probably a time or two, amen. But if the devil himself has sits on the throne in Washington, that he is not going to shake the foundation of the church, amen. And the church will be just fine, amen. I've got to, he tells Timothy, he says, you need a real faith. Something that's consistent, something that's constant, something, thank God, that it's in your heart every day. And it don't get smaller, it gets bigger. We might look here, look up at here at me. I know what it is to be a Christian. I am one. I ain't pretending to be one. I ain't dressing up like one. I am one, thank God. I am one. You say, how do you know? He told me. And if he's the one that's got to say, he's who saved me. He's who made it clear. I know what it is to be a Christian. There's some days your faith is big, and there's some days it's small. But can I tell you this? Hey, listen, the longer you stay on this road, the bigger that faith gets. Amen. And don't go the other way. I'm not less convinced Jesus is who he said he is. I'm more convinced. Amen. I'm not less convinced, thank God, that every miracle happened. I'm more convinced. Hey, thank God, I'm telling you, it gets better and better as the days you go. Chapter 3, he tells him you need to have a real foundation. You need to have a real faith. Chapter 3 says you need to have a real framework. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now listen, look here. He said that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I'm telling you, you know what you need really in our lives that makes it real? We got to have a real framework. We don't live based on our feelings. We don't live based on what to look here. I'll have folks that'll say this to me all the time. Brother Jesse, when we're driving, and I'm talking about the Scripture, they'll say, Brother Kevin, what do you think that means? And I'll be honest with you, it don't matter. Amen. And it don't matter what you think it means. That's how we got in the shape we're in. Because everybody gets an opinion on what something means. But thank God, listen, let's all agree on this. Holiness is holiness. Amen. And without holiness, no man can see God. There's the attacks on it. Now here's where rubber meets the road. I want everybody to listen to me. I want my youngins particularly to listen. Davis, I want you, Evan. I want my young men. Listen to me. All of a sudden we find the two enemies of the Bible, of the framework. Their names are Jannes and Jambres. The Bible says they withstood Moses. They withstood him. Yep. Brother Bill, you go back and you turn there and you know what they did? Here's how they withstood him. Whatever Moses did, they imitated it. Somebody needs to help me on this. Whatever Moses did in the power of God, they imitated it in the power of their flesh. Y'all listen to me. Whatever God done through Moses in the power of the Holy Ghost, those men imitated it through the power of their flesh. And they could imitate some of it. Amen. They could perform some of the miracles, but then got to the time when the real power showed up. And when the real power showed up, they couldn't imitate it no longer. Amen. I'm afraid in this day, there's a generation of preachers who they've learned how to say the right things. And they've learned to say them at the right time because they've watched somebody else and they've imitated them. And I'm telling you, it sounds good for a while, but it's not real. It's not real, amen. Hey, that's why we don't have word-only preaching. But preaching must be in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, amen. I hear, oh, look here. I don't know who I told the other day. I said this. I don't, listen, I'm not, I promise you, I'm going to try to help somebody. But I get real uncomfortable going to some other place and preaching, because I know how I preach. And y'all know how it goes over. Some of y'all love me, and it still don't go over good. Let alone when places don't like me or don't know me. I want to tell you this. I want you to listen to me real good. Hey, folks, and they'll say, "Brother, we don't like that hollering. I don't like that shouting. Oh, yeah. We don't like that." You know, they make fun of it. They'll say, "Are you one of them old hacking kind?" I'll say, "I'm one of them that likes the Holy Ghost, if that's what you mean." Yeah. I've been around a lot of folks, maybe didn't have a 4-year degree.
Right.
They weren't doctors,
right,
but they knew the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They knew God.
Yeah.
Hey, you can have your degrees.
Yeah.
I'll take the master. Amen.
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 Amen. They'll say, "Calm down. Just teach it." They'll say, "I like teaching better in these days." You know what the problem with teaching is? I'm for it. I'm for good teaching. You know what the problem is with there only being teaching? Is it becomes harder and harder to tell what's real from what's fake. Amen. Anybody, and it's happened in this town, anybody can get online, find a message, find a text, have somebody else's points, tell somebody else's story, and get up and say it. Anybody can do that. Hey, look here. I could probably, given 3 weeks, train my dog to do that. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'd have more confidence in my dog than I would in a lot of people I've heard preach. Oh, yes. You say, "Preacher, that's dumb." Well, my dog comes and prays with me every night. That's at least more than what most of them do. That was a little bit fleshly, but it was still right. They make me mad. And I try not to get in my flesh, but it makes me mad. I can't hardly help it. I mean, listen, there's something on the inside. It grows tired and weary of having to explain day after day, is it real or is it not real? Y'all listen to me real good. I mean, I'm talking about all scripture given by somebody gets up and they teach, they can have an outline. And if everybody's mild-mannered, everybody's doing the same thing. But I'm going to tell you this, if you know the Lord, I'm talking about really know Him. I'm talking about really, really know the Lord. There ain't nobody has to tell you when He shows up.
Amen.
And ain't nobody has to tell you when He leaves.
Amen.
And if every time you come in the house of God, you're never clear when He's here, and you're never clear when He's ain't, it probably ain't real. See, I might sneak in my house sometimes and my family be surprised that I'm there, but most of the time that's not how it works. Most of the time, Kristen, I come in the front door.
Right.
And when I come in, everybody there knows that I'm there. Now, I'm just a little fella. I'm not nobody.
What about that?
And you're going to try to tell me and convince me
that
the God of heaven
right
shows up in this place
yeah.
and half the people don't know whether He's here or not? You know why? I'm not saying it to be a smart aleck. God knows my heart.
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? Too much fake. Too much fake. Not enough real. I ain't always what I ought to be, and you ain't neither. That don't give me an excuse to not be what I'm supposed to be, and it don't give you one either. But I'll promise you, I try to be what I'm supposed to be. I really do. Listen. When we go on vacation, I don't just automatically drink beer because ain't nobody around.
Amen.
Is that okay?
Amen.
Me and my wife don't go watch dirty movies whenever we go on dates. Is that, am I all right there?
Yes, Lord.
You say, Brother Kevin, when your kids ain't around, what difference it make? Whether you're around,
God's around.
Kids are around, my wife's around, God's still around. That's what I give an answer to. That's the one that moves on the inside of this soul. Thank God we need more of God. Amen. I'm about done. I want to say this. In chapter 4, chapter 3, the Bible says they imitated it. Don't be surprised that people can imitate what sounds good and looks good.
Good day.
I don't want nobody to doubt nothing except what you ought to doubt. And if it ain't real every day of the week, you ought to doubt it.
That's right.
I'm gonna back this one up. I'm going to rewind that CD. That's an MP3 or whatever you guys listen to, 10 seconds. I'm going to run that and back by you one more time. If it's not real every day,
right.
I mean, if it's not real in your heart every day, it may be, I ain't talking about feeling saved every day. But I tell you this, whether I feel like praying or not, I'm still going to pray tomorrow.
Right.
Whether I feel like reading my Bible or not, I'm still going to read it.
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with it.
Right.
All right, well, listen, let me give you one more thing. I'm talking about what you're... He said, you need to have a real faith, a real foundation, a real framework. I'm going to say this to you. Chapter 4, we're going to have a real finish. And it's going to happen to all of us. There's going to be a day that's going to determine what's real from what's fake. And here's the problem that I'm afraid of. We got a bunch of people who have something fake. They know what they have is fake, but they're so concerned about what everybody else thinks that they're never going to admit that it's fake. And the one time they finally admit that it's fake, it's going to be entirely too late to ever get something real. I'll tell you what I'd do, I mean it. Wherever I was, whatever I was doing, if I had the slightest thought that what I had might be fake, I'd go make my calling and election true. I'd do business with God. I wouldn't ask the preacher. That's me. I can't tell you. I simply don't know. Here's what I know. Rod, I've been fooled more times than I care to admit. And I just thank God it ain't based on what I know. But when the Apostle Paul got ready to die, he said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course and I kept the faith. There's a conclusion. And when I finish this thing, I may not have gotten it all right, but I got one thing right. And I'm absolutely sure of it. I'm not sure about me sometimes. I ain't sure about you sometimes. But I'm always sure about Him. Every time. This thing comes time to end. Demas might forsake you. Alexander the coppersmith might do you much evil. You might stand at the end and look around, and I'm thinking it's probably going to get that way for long. Say, Lord, no man stood with me. Not withstanding. Now, I don't know if you catch that little play on words. He said, no man stood with me. And then he said, not withstanding. Listen, let me run that by you one more time. There wasn't nobody stood with him. And he said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. By me, preaching might be fully known. All the Gentiles might hear. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom.
Yeah.
Help me, glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a day. What's real is going to be separated from what's fake. Stand to your feet. I'm done preaching. I'm done preaching. Listen, come. I'm asking you simply this. What you got real? Do you have a real faith? Have a real foundation? Do you have a real framework? Are you going to have a real finish? I don't know where you stand. There's no doubt in my mind. Holy Ghost doing works in hearts this morning. Been helping us all day. Helping us all day. The Holy Ghost come by our way. Maybe pass by your pew. For the first time you realize you're lost and on your way to hell. What about it, good neighbor? What about it? Oh, listen. God help us.